Hey everyone, welcome to Girl Gone Frugal again. This is your host Michelle Jackson, and today we're going to talk about side hustling for the holidays. We are rapidly getting closer and closer to the time when we really need to be kind of finalizing our holiday preparations and, you know, just thinking about the fact that the year is basically almost over. We'll be dealing with our post-election hangovers and just probably wanting to spend, depending on which side you're on, to drown our sorrows or just have some fun. My goal for listeners is to have a holiday season where you spend cash and you don't go into debt. As a kid, I remember my mom just lavishing me with gifts, but I was a really easy kid to please because I just wanted to play outside or play with like a stuffed animal or read a book. Like it was pretty easy. And I was an only child. So a lot of the gifts I got, I was like, I have no one to play with. don't worry. I did have lots of activities and I had friends, but you know, there's just certain things that you look back as an adult and think, what were you thinking? Who was I going to use that toy with? Anyway, today's podcast, I'm going to talk about just different ways you guys can side hustle towards a debt-free holiday season. I'm also going to include the link to my recent post, 101 Fun and Crazy Side Hustles. These are side hustles that should help you make at least $1,000 in the upcoming month. You are getting kind of, in terms of timing, it's getting a little close. So I am dropping this episode this Friday, and hopefully it will help you with ideas and strategies to help you prepare for your debt-free holiday 2016. So let's begin. Now, before I just started this podcast, I did some research. I wanted to see what the average amount of money most people are planning to spend for this holiday season. And according to the Rubicon Project, which is a major tech firm that does advertising. So basically, they help their clients advertise their products. And part of their goal is to see how much are people willing to spend. And knowing that information helps them facilitate processes that will put money into their client's pocket. And they discovered that spending is going to be up about 10 to 12%, I think it's more 12%, and that the average amount people will be spending is $1,175. The breakdown is really interesting. People will be purchasing technology, experiences, and for kiddos, they're looking to spend about $495 per kid on average. The next thing is people are looking to, of course, treat themselves. So when you look at those different components of spending, I think it's helpful to kind of begin strategizing the types of side hustles you might do, the amount that you need to earn, opportunities to save money within your budget. So I'm also going to drop the link to my Ultimate Guide to Savings because there may be some opportunities just to lower your overall monthly expenses and free up cash so you can use that cash towards your holiday spending. So let's get started. So one, create a plan. You know, it's hard to plan for your shopping or your spending if you don't have a plan. Think about who you're purchasing items for, who's on your list. Have you guys had a conversation about expectations? If you are not doing well financially, be honest with your loved ones and say, hey, maybe this year we do a, you know, like a white elephant gift, I think it's called, like where everyone gets a funny gift and there's a limited amount that you can spend on that item. So really create a plan and be honest about what you can really do. And I think that honesty really helps drive what your experience for the holidays will be until like your uncle drinks too much and says awkward things, you know, at the table. The next thing is you need to assess your time. So I love side hustles, but I don't love to work just to work. And I like side hustles where I can maximize my time and earnings. So I'm not a fan of doing things that make you very little money, the amount of time that you have. So if you have very little time free, I don't want you doing a side hustle that basically sucks you dry and you basically aren't earning any money. So really think about, if you have an extra 10 hours a week, what is it that you can do to really make as much money as you can in those 10 hours? If you have 20 hours a week, what is it that you can do to maximize those 20 hours in terms of earning? Also think about the amount of time it takes to get to the, if you're working outside of your home, how much time does it take to get to the place you're working? What's the energy like? Like, are you looking at side hustles that are energy intensive? So I've done a lot of retail work during the holidays, and it was a double-edged sword, because it's a lot of people time. And if you're already dealing with people at work, you may find yourself really not liking people towards the end of the holiday season because they will work your nerves. That you're dealing with a lot of people who are feeling a little stress, anxiety, pressure about how the holiday should be. And so be aware of that. If you're in a job already that is people intensive, and then you add, you know, a side hustle that's also people intensive and doesn't really pay a lot, is that really worth your time? So just kind of consider that. So here are a couple of things that I would think about as you plan your holiday season side hustle. So I just mentioned retail. I am not a huge lover of retail, and the reason why is you just don't earn enough. So again, you're earning typically between, I'd say, $10 to $15 if you're lucky. $15 is on the high side. And you're spending a lot of hours standing on your feet, a lot of people. The upside with retail is the discount. So if you're looking to purchase maybe some technology, maybe working part-time at Best Buy is an option. If you're looking to purchase, I'd have to brainstorm, like clothes, extra clothing, then obviously working at a clothing store may be a good option for you. But I do find that in general, retail, they're hiring, but in my view, the return can be a little tricky. When you look at working retail, I would just be very strategic about the actual stores you'll actually work in, so that you can get the most bang for your buck. So if you're just working for the discount, ask, what's the discount? How many hours are you looking to hire for? Don't be bossy, but just, ask. If they're wanting part-time hours, typically that can be 20 to 30 hours a week, depending on the timing. So at this point in the year, it's fewer hours because they're just gearing up. And then right before Thanksgiving, like that week before until the week after New Year's, then they amp it up because the store hours are longer, the mall hours are longer. But, ask all those questions. So if you are able to work a night shift, then, put your name down for it. Just be careful when you're going home because, you need to manage your safety. The next job to consider is sharing economy jobs. So there's two in particular that I want to mention. One is driving for Lyft or Uber. Now, I will do a little asterisk on this. Obviously, you need to manage your safety. Now, the cool thing about these apps is you know who you're going to be driving or picking up, because typically there's a picture and the system will have information on that person. But, make sure that you, if you decide to do Lyft or Uber, that you have some safety protocols in place because, you are picking up people in your car. However, as a passenger, I use Lyft extensively, actually, on a recent trip to San Diego. Absolutely loved it. Have really positive experience. I think the only negative experience was the annoying stoner hippie dude who loved the fact that I was from Colorado, and he got on my nerves. But he was a safe driver despite that. So in general, I had a really good experience. I'm going to drop my affiliate link into the notes below. Right now, they're doing a bonus, so definitely sign up with that affiliate. Please know that once you I think the bonus works like this. You need to drive, you need to have 50 rides, and then you get the bonus within 30 days. So literally, that works out to be two or three lifts a day, or basically speaking. You do the math. But the point is, you need to do 50 rides in 30 days to get the bonus, and they've increased the bonus. So I'm dropping my link to Lyft in the show notes below. Again, you know, be safe, be aware. If someone looks like a creeper, then get a one star. If you know, trust your instincts. But I think in general, it's a pretty cool sharing economy job to have. The next sharing economy opportunity is Airbnb. Like Lyft, I will also drop the link in the show notes below. If you are in a place like Denver, Seattle, there's certain places where there's just a really high demand and not enough people. You know, that's a huge earnings opportunity. I would also recommend looking at different blogs like Paula Pants Afford Anything, because she does also do, she has an Airbnb home as well, and she talks about the ins and outs of, you know, creating a really positive experience for people. And I think that's really important to be aware of before you decide to do Airbnb. Again, in Denver, there you will get a higher bonus because they are really needing people. So I'm going to drop my link in the show notes below. The next thing you could consider is cooking for people. If you love to cook and you're good at cooking and you know of people who are just strapped for time, they don't want to do Blue Apron or any of those other delivery meal things where basically they still have to do all the work, and you love to cook, cook for people. Don't volunteer, but just create a simple menu and each week change it so it's a little different, and let people know that you're happy to cook for them. I'm a really good cook, and I love to cook, and I've thought about this, but the problem is I like to cook like it's a pleasure. So to do it for work, unfortunately, I can't do it, but I know a lot of people can. So if you are very good with making sure that things are safe, that your kitchen's safe, things like that, then cook for people. The other thing is there are opportunities in a lot of towns to produce home-baked goods or home goods. So now in Denver, we have this thing where you can make stuff in your home and sell it, and you don't, like, I don't know what they call it, but there's some kind of system where you can just bake things and sell them, and it's awesome. And it's, I don't know, some hippie-ish kind of situation. But the point is, if you're a good baker, bake some pie. I am not a good baker, and I'm willing to buy from people that I know if they're good. So if I have a, you know, cousin so-and-so who makes the best pecan pie in the world, I'm buying them from her. So if you're that person, make those pies. But if you decide to cook, make sure that the food costs are factored in to the cost of the item. So obviously you don't want to be baking like a crazy person and then really make no money. So make sure you think about your labor and your food costs. The next thing you could do is help people clean their homes as they prepare for guests. So right now I'm having some like weird OCD moment where I'm cleaning like a crazy person. I think there's a bigger issue where I just want the new year, like I want everything immaculate, and I've gotten into this minimalism thing. However, if I had a guest coming in, I would need someone to come in and kind of help me with some of the little things that I just don't have the energy to do. So if you enjoy cleaning, I know people who love cleaning. They love to iron. My mom is one of those people. She loves to clean and iron. She finds it very therapeutic. And you've got the time, get paid for that. Whenever I walk around my neighborhood, what day is it that I always see this? On Wednesdays, I'll see people coming in to clean the home. And no, I don't have someone helping me because my place is too small. But I noticed that there are tons of people coming in, helping people who are maybe strapped for time, maybe their homes are a little too big for them, and it's a really good side hustle. I've cleaned before. In fact, I cleaned at in the university town that I worked in before, that's kind of intense because college students are disgusting. However, that was a lot of work and I was making money. I will say with cleaning, you do need to make sure you're charging rates that make sense. So you might do it by the job versus by the hour, because I think that if you're really good at cleaning, you could probably clean quickly and make more versus like getting paid per hour. So just think about that. Another idea is to write for people. So if you are a blogger or a person who enjoys writing, this is a really good time to help people with their content. They're needing a lot of content right now. Typically, it tapers off for a little bit after like the first week of January, but between now and that like time frame, people are needing a ton of content. They're preparing for the spring. They're just hustling. So you should hustle and be pitching as much as possible. If you are kind of a newbie to freelance writing, or you're into freelance writing but you want to amp it up a bit, I will also drop a link to my affiliate link to Holly Johnson's course, Earn More Writing. She's basically on track to make about $200,000 this year. So she really does know how to freelance write. So definitely check that out. That link goes to a Google Hangout that we did where we talked about freelance writing, some of the ins and outs of it, her work process and just things to consider. But I will say that just start pitching now. There's a ton of work to be had. There's a lot of content that people want created between now and the end of the year. Okay, so to recap, create a plan. Be honest about your money situation. Assess your time. Retail is not my favorite, but it's definitely an option. They are hiring everywhere, actually, this year in anticipation of higher rates of spending. The sharing economy offers a lot of opportunities. So consider Lyft, Airbnb. Actually, Uber is another one similar to Lyft. I think that you have to have certain car requirements. I'll drop my link for Uber as well. Cooking for other people, helping people clean, writing, freelance writing. There are so many ways to make money. There is no reason to go broke this holiday season. Do make sure that you consider the amount of time that you have. Oh, the other thing that you could consider doing, which I love, is becoming a brand ambassador. I will also include a link to a very extensive post that I wrote about becoming a brand ambassador. I love it because it's a very simple job that you get paid decent money for. You typically can get paid between, I'd say, it could range anywhere from $15 to $35 an hour. But that is still more than doing retail. The key with brand ambassador work is this. It depends on the product and the company that you're working with. You would normally find jobs on Facebook. They have closed Facebook groups for most cities. So in the city of Denver, there's actually a closed Facebook group that's called Brand Ambassadors of Denver. And then I think there's another one that's called Brand Ambassadors of Colorado. And people will just post the jobs that they have available in the feed. One thing I would say is be aware that some companies will be slow to pay. I've done brand ambassador work. I'd say 90% of the jobs that I've done have paid pretty quickly, like within a week to 2 weeks, like a normal pay cycle. However, I've also done jobs where it's taken 2 months. So if you're needing to be paid quickly, just ask them, what's their pay cycle like? What is it like? Just point blank, when do you expect to pay me? The cool thing with brand ambassador work is it's pretty straightforward. So in case you're like, what is this brand ambassador thing? Basically, those people who are handing out swag all the time. So if you see like people handing out Red Bull, T-shirts, candy, yogurt, like the list goes on. People at fairs talking about different products, Vitamix people, anything like that, those are brand ambassadors. And they basically are sharing talking points about a product. All of us have reasonably decent memories, so as long as you're able to remember the talking points about the product, you're able to do the job. And you need to like people, or at least be able to be pleasant to people to share the information. I will say that it is a lot of standing, and the best way to kind of rock a brand ambassador job is to find the jobs with really long hours so that you can make as much money as possible in as short an amount of time as possible. So when I've looked for brand ambassador jobs, typically I'm looking at jobs where it's 2 to 3 days, 10-hour days, $20 an hour, and then I'm done. And, you know, my goal is always to make, I still enjoy doing them. So I have a range that I like to make a month. Typically, I'm trying to make $500 to $1,000 in brand ambassador earnings a month. That is starting to taper off as my passive income grows. But I do, because I'm working from home, I do like doing stuff where I see people so that I don't become like an awkward shut-in, especially because I'm single. So I want to make sure I'm doing stuff outside the house. So right now I find that typically I try to work like 1 or 2 weekends a month. And it's super straightforward. I have a friend who is actually the lead for a team. And so it's easy because I know who I'm dealing with. I know who I'm working with. The expectations are very clear. It all makes sense. And it's just chill. But with brand ambassador work, again, do make sure that you work with a brand or a product that you actually enjoy, like, and know. So it's easy to share the information, because if you're in a situation where your goal is to get leads, you need to be able to sell that. So just as a side note. So anyway, please do not have a holiday season where you start 2017 with debt. There are a lot of opportunities to make at least $1,000 between now and December 24th. If you are, you know, celebrating Christmas, if you're doing Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, whatever it is that you're doing, if you want to take a trip on January 1st, whatever it is you're doing, there's plenty of time to make an extra $1,000 so that you are not broke going into January 2017. As it is, we're already going to be stressed out because of the election, so don't let money be an additional stressor going into the new year. I hope this helps. I will, again, include the links in the show notes below. And have a wonderful, wonderful day. FYI, all new shows will be shared on Fridays. I might do extra shows, but there will always be a new episode on Fridays.